You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
I would go back to what Rabbi Rudin told me a few weeks ago in New York. He said, this is not an issue that starts in seventh grade when your daughter or your son says she wants a tablet. The question is, what type of house do you run? What's the chashivas in the house? You can't bring up a house where every narishkeit that comes on your phone, you say, hey, little kid, look at this, it's beautiful. And then in seventh grade, when he wants a tablet, all of a sudden you have a heart attack and you come running to me. And yes, what should I do? That's what Rabbi Rudin said. Where were you in first grade and second grade and third grade and fourth grade and fifth grade and sixth grade? Did you bring up your kids with the right rumors? Did you give them a message that was different, that was special? Did you create a happy and warm and loving and geschmacka house? Did you give them compensation for that, what they're going to be able to stand up to the rest of their class and be different? Do they have pride in what our family stands for? Is your home a happy home that you can get away with such a thing? I mean, he says to me, and Yosef, you're asking me what they should do seventh grade with a tablet? But just a copy said. That's the question. What happened to them? What type of house do you have? Do you have the ability to tell your kids no? Did you give them a trade-off that'll stand up against the things on the street? We have to create houses where we're able to make boundaries with our kids. Now, we're not talking about specific issues, and we're not saying no on everything. That's not what we're talking about. But we have to show our kids everything that comes in. It's all kosher, by the way. We have to share with them the information. We have to explain. I didn't say yes. I didn't say no. But we can't make boundaries. We do want our kids to have seichel. We do want our kids to appreciate pnimius. We do want to have more intimacy in our marriage. And I'm not talking about in an intimate marriage. I'm talking about mitzad hisyachdus, mitzad the kirva, mitzad the close. You don't think our kids will benefit from having higher quality, warmer, loving, closer marriages? They won't feel better about themselves. They won't learn better. They won't be better eaten. Of course they won't. These are all things that we could do. We haven't even touched extremism or red lines or all or nothing. We can clean up our act. And if the call will go out tonight, and each of you will take 10 friends and tell them, stop it. You're just ruining your kids, and you're ruining your friends' kids. We'll be one step closer to Mashiach to the kingdom. May it be made a homie.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.